It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Jump into home ownership with Pinnacle Bank. Whether it's your first house, you're building a new home, or you need a bridge loan to make your move, their local lenders are here for you. Start your journey at Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Pinnacle Bank.
The bridge loan is critical. The bridge loan, if you're in between houses. Jake, did you have to do a bridge loan? You're in between houses, and you had to get your new place with the pool.
No, I did not. I had a lot of cash.
You just paid cash.
No, I had I had 20% saved up.
Had in saved account. Money.
Jake, I didn't buy, also. Listen, Jake has my two wife homes. Had the house before I knew her. I had no financial stuff in the townhouse
God
at all.
Dang, why didn't I find one like that?
That was very helpful.
Jake's gonna inherit a lot of money too.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a good deal for him. Yeah, he's moneyed. Yeah, that's looking at him grin. He's like
moneyed.
Like, life is good.
No.
Have you seen that house?
I've seen that house.
I don't even know if I call that a house.
He has an estate, and he has another house. He has two houses.
You're always welcome to come over.
Yes.
Hang out if you'd like.
I don't think I am.
Yes, you are.
Imagine all of a sudden there's a knock at the door. Oh, Elizabeth. Steve's Bill here. And Steve are here.
All right. Come on in, guys.
Come on in. What do they got?
It would be fun.
It would be great. You're always welcome.
Brought some pastries. Just want to sit down and talk a little bit.
We wouldn't be a problem.
No, I know you.
It wouldn't be a problem.
You
always steal something.
I've been to Bill's house before.
Yeah. Oh, Jake's
been. We go right downstairs.
We go down the basement.
That's where the fun's at, downstairs. Yeah.
We turn the light on.
What kind of fun?
Yeah. The Dolphins
light. Where
the
fun's at? What do you mean? What are we doing down there playing foosball all night?
Play some foosball.
What kind of fun?
Yeah.
Play some foosball if you want.
Do you got foosball?
Yeah.
It was
left there. The previous people left it there.
Jake's got a foosball
beach
table.
And
foosball. This just all happened on a Monday.
It's kind of a junky foosball table, but it is.
They're all junky.
They're all junky.
I've never seen one that wasn't.
Does it have an ashtray on it?
No.
Oh, that's the one.
We can change that, though.
Yeah, put an ashtray on it.
We can change that. Thanks to Pinnacle Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. By the way, thanks. Before we get to the portal update, a text from Jay in Colorado says, I just want to say the energy and the chemistry of the stool is elite this morning. Thank you for giving the Breakers what they need. I think
Bill would really rapid fire on the Bills. Is it not always this way? Well, probably.
It's not on a Monday all the time.
It's hard to be a...
What are you saying?
Thank you, Jay.
Monday's after a... Is that your cousin, Steve?
No. Okay. My cousins don't listen.
I don't have any listeners.
We'll keep working on them. Yeah. Portal update. We mentioned it in the first hour, but it was a busy weekend. Daniel Kalen is back from Nebraska to Virginia and back to Nebraska. So all of a sudden, you go a room with just TJ Latif to Anthony Calandria from UNLV, of course, last week, and now Daniel Kalen back at Nebraska. So that picture looks a lot better.
Think about
than
it.
Than it did a week ago.
Yeah, on January 2, today's January 12th. On January 2, there's one scholarship quarterback, TJ Latif. Now you have a room. I think it looks like a decent room. I mean, you have, your projected starters, Calandria, right? But you have two viable backups. I'd say very close, too. I don't know who would win that right now. My read is it would be very close. They're similar in experience, Kalen and TJ Latif.
Did Kalen start any games for Virginia this year?
He did. Well,
did he?
Okay, in a 16-9 loss to Wake, no. But he stepped in for Chandler Morris and was 18-28, which suggests he played a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
It was a 16-9 loss, and that's when Kalen, it was during the Nebraska game, he popped a 54-yard run. It caused somewhat of a ruckus because Kalen's not exactly Lamar Jackson. But in fact, it was
caused a ruckus.
Well, in the press box, the press what? Kalen just went 54 yards. It was the 12th rush of at least 50 yards by a QB in Virginia program history. They must not have a lot of runners. But anyway, so Kalen Latif, I'd imagine, go at it for the backup job, the top backup job, which is a good race. So yeah, Kalen, 30 of 52 at Virginia last year.
Okay.
That's 57.7%, 339 yards and a touchdown with one interception. This was a surprise to me, and I think to a lot of people, and I think even maybe to Kalen a little bit, that this all went down as fast as it did. But it did, and now they're set there. What else struck you?
Well,
they
added a couple guys. Jason
Shiggs from Towson.
A safety from Towson.
Okay. You know my theory on this. I'm very big on guys that are playing up. Very, very big on
that. Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that?
I just sometimes, because what happens is there's this kind of this, I don't know what it is. It's kind of like when you when you go shopping and you get something at Macy's or something at whatever, Saks or whatever, you know, something like that.
Saks Fifth Avenue.
And it's so, this is incredible. But is it incredible? Because sometimes you get so excited. Well, this person's from Ohio State. This person is from Alabama, whatever. And I like the ones that there's a lot of people that play up. I looked at the quarterback at Iowa. They're all over the place. Look, the quarterback at Trinidad Chambliss was a Division II player.
At Fair State.
I just see a lot of play-up guys that have a lot of ability, and people get too enamored with somebody that's like, oh, wow, okay, he's leaving Georgia. There's been players that have come here that have not panned out.
I can think of one. From
higher-end schools, you'd say, or logo schools.
Yes.
So don't let the logo, let your evaluation win it. Don't let the logo win it.
Now, isn't that the critical word? Isn't it right now when you look at, okay, they added this kid named Jason Shiggs. They added this kid named Victor Evans from Florida International. Isn't that just pure evaluation? You saw something?
Yeah, it's good evaluation. And
well, I'm not saying it's good. Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to.
It might be good.
Yeah, and they're not all going to be like, oh, yeah, I like the play-ups. I like the ones that are going in my mind. If you leave FIU, you're pretty excited to come to Nebraska. You're pretty excited to come to Nebraska.
Yeah, okay. Victor Evans III is the one that came from FIU.
Yeah,
he's a cornerback also.
So he's a corner. Yeah, Shiggs is a safety. Yeah. Shiggs, I don't know, Jake. I didn't really correct you because I'm not positive myself. Shiggs played safety at Towson. He's 6'1", 180. I imagine maybe he could play corner. I don't know.
Yeah. And there is always a little bit of that things are different. That's why when you see some players, it's like, wow, what a college player he was. And he gets to the NFL, it's like, okay, a little different here. Now the 22 guys out there are pretty incredible. They're all getting paid. They're all really good. So there is a little bit of difference going from, you know, all of a sudden you're at Towson and whatever your top game is. I don't even know who their top game of the year would be. Now all of a sudden you're going to play Ohio State next year.
Yeah.
That will be different.
Yeah.
That will be a different deal. But I like the play up.
So they got play ups. Well, a lot of play ups. I mean, they got, we mentioned Victor Evans.
Yes. From FIU.
I guess not a ton of play ups, actually. I mean, would you say those San Diego State guys are playing up?
Yeah, you go from Mountain West.
Owen Chambliss.
Yeah,
Owen Chambliss and McDougal.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to the
Dwayne McDougal's a safety. So yeah, it's just if you're just looking at the secondary, they've added Dwayne McDougal, who's a safety from San Diego State, Victor Evans, a corner from FIU, and this Jason Shiggs. Yes, Shiggs. He's kind of talked. He had a quote to Sean, which sort of reflects what you're saying, Bill. That.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
that you live like a pro here on a day-to-day basis. I like that you live like a pro here on a day-to-day basis. Now, I just don't think you can do that.
Well, you don't have the same strength staff. You don't have the same, especially nutrition. Nutrition's probably the biggest one have. You have
what?
Towson, someone's going to say, you know what? He's just so much better off now. No, because if you have a weight room and somebody that has some form of what's going on, either there's one guy leading it, you're okay. You can be fine in the weight room. Nutrition, no. You don't have those people walking around like that. They're just monitoring everything you do, everything you eat. I need to do this. Hey, you need to have me at this, this, and this. You're going to check in with Connie twice a day on your, and this, and does, you don't have that at Towson. You don't have the nutritionist. You're gonna, and the strength staff will be a lot less. There won't be as many, but you can still, there's a lot of guys that are still pretty well developed strength wise, not nutrition wise. They're not, or just mental health wise. No, you're better off at, you just have more people that are attuned to that and able to help you out. All those little things, Nebraska has more.
The key though is you have to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Not everybody does. Not all players do. You can have it. It's one thing to have it. You got to take advantage of it. And hopefully those guys will.
Also, long snapper Jack Wills from Michigan State commits to Nebraska. And, of course, the big one, as we mentioned in the first hour, JUCO All-American defensive tackle Andy Berbergia. Is that how I say that?
Yeah, something like that.
Berbergia from Iowa Western commits to Nebraska. Defensive tackle.
Where did he say he was from?
He is from, I think, Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Okay, gotcha.
I believe that's where he's from. I'm going off memory, but that's...
Yes, you are correct. Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake. Now...
He was pursued by Clemson, Michigan State, Penn State, K-State, and others.
He had committed to K-State and then decommitted when Klieman retired. So I will see on that. I think the only concern with him is I think he's about 6 foot. They probably list him higher.
6'2", 290 is what he
is. Yeah, he's not 6'2".
Last year, 12 sacks, 45 tackles, and 18.5 tackles for loss for Iowa Western.
Yeah. So they got one guy. They need – that's it. I mean, that's the only interior guy they've gotten. They've had some guys visit, including a guy from Colorado. I can't remember all the guys that have visited, if you ask me. Well, how many interior D-line guys have had they visit? I'm not positive. I think two or three. This is the first one of 13. I would think that would continue to be an emphasis.
And people always ask, what are your thoughts on the point? I mean, it's hard for us to evaluate the players. We haven't watched these guys play. It's hard for us to know if it's a good class or a bad haul or not. And then you're looking for a splash player, though, I guess.
It's really hard also when you have you just wonder. When it's really hard now, but like I said, if the great evaluators, that's why you have a team of, especially in the NFL, you better be able to have, like I said, if you're a head coach, you're like, okay, let me see his highlight, start off. Okay. Game film. Then also I'd always want to make sure, give me his 10 worst plays.
Right.
If you don't watch the bad stuff too, or being like, cause sometimes you watch the good and go good. Like that. That's incredible. Then you watch the bad and you're like going, that's so bad. That's not even one of those things. Sometimes you can say the bad is like, okay, he was a 3 technique and got reached. That happens or whatever. You know, there's different things you can look at. But if you don't look at all that, and if you don't, but things happen so quick now.
Evaluation you're talking about is critical. There's something I didn't know. You might maybe know this stuff. I don't know it. So you know who we're talking about is Pat Stewart. So that a lot of this is on Pat Stewart, right? The general manager?
His staff.
And his staff. He has a scouting staff. He said, I didn't know this. This was in The Athletic. He said, this is Pat Stewart. We have a team of 5 remote scouts this year that I hired, most of them with NFL experience, and they're just watching a position group in the group of 5. So we're ready in case any of those guys pop out. So you know what? Victor Evans popped out. I bet they had scouted Victor Evans, group of 5 guy, right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I didn't know they had 5 remote scouts this year.
I mean, the first thing you would look at, I mean, in general, if you just took the Sun Belt, who is all conference, first team, second team, and they have eligibility left? Right away, who are they?
You're watching them, and maybe you see somebody else.
Because most
film.
Likely, if somebody is a first team, all conference, Sun Belt player, and he's a junior, okay? There's probably a chance that he could play somewhere in the Big 12, Big 10, someplace. Would you not think that? That's what I would think.
I would think that. Now that guy, Victor Evans, isn't all conference, so maybe you see that guy as you're watching somebody else.
Could be, and then also at that, I also don't get myself. Usually the first team or player of the year really jumps out at you, okay? There's some like that. There's been players at Nebraska that were not first team or maybe even second team all league that played forever in the NFL, or you knew they were really, really good. I mean, it's hard to be. I'm watching some of these like running backs and stuff, and I'm like, okay, there's some of these guys I don't even know who they are, and they're incredible running backs. I'm like that. So there's just different ways to look at it, but that's what I would look at right away. I also would look at I did that way back here before there was the portal was not rolling yet, and it was like we are in need of a kicker. So I went through all NAIA kickers and NCAA division, and found a couple like that. There was one out of like Central Arkansas. Mm-hmm. He was 40 for 41. I'm like, that's your guy. Find this guy.
Kicking, you can do that.
Get that guy right there, because guess what? A kicker, the same size goalpost. Yes. Same size. So
would you say a bit of a long snapper a little bit too? I mean, mm-hmm. long snapper. By the way, this Jack Wills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's highly rated. The Huskers have Kevin Gallick, and they're pursuing a waiver for him to play again, but I don't think they're going to get it. Kevin Gallick, do you know that name? He was their long snapper this year. You may not know his name because he did very well.
It's great not to know his name, right. Exactly.
True. He did very well. This kid, Wills, you can snicker. He was the number two rated long snapper, according to this Corn Blue long snapper ratings. The number two long snapper in the portal.
It's kind of odd.
We're not snickering.
It's odd, though, that you would think maybe unless there was something that didn't go well with new management at Michigan State, that he might stay there. You know, he's got,
I wonder if it's a money thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it might be a money thing, but obviously he's been in the portal. So, you have Fitz coming in. You have LeVar Woods coming over. Like that. You think he'd be going, this might be a spot for me.
Yeah.
And so maybe they asked him in the portal. You don't know what the deal is, but it's a little odd that he was in the portal.
He's got 4 years to play.
Well,
now this is what I was going to ask Bill. Okay, so I'm reading right from Brian Munson's report. Jack Wills already had what some consider D1 acceptable snap times as a sophomore in high school. My God. So in 2023, he competed at this Kohl's Future Stars event, and he was snapping average time 0.74 seconds. Is that good?
If he's talking, was he,
0.74?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, I always want to be there to
see it.
Is that
punter?
What's that? Yes. I'm just looking at I want to see, I've seen better. I've seen worse. I don't know.
Sophomore's not good.
For it, so I don't.
Yeah.
A lot of times those things are a little skewed.
Okay. That's why I asked.
There's your portal update. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate.
Portal update.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity.
Did you used to say that when you shot the basketball and you... I've been hacked.
Oh, that was like that. Got hacked. Who is the one who invented it? Who's the announcer who invented the hoop and the harm? That was one of my favorites.
Mark Jackson.
Was that Mark Jackson? The hoop and the harm.
I don't know for sure.
When you got fouled going over, that got the hoop and the guy when he scored and got fouled.
He did hand down, man down.
That was great.
That was Mark Jackson.
That was incredible.
Yeah,
to go when he cut to commercials.
Yeah.
When he cut to commercials.
Hand down, man down.
That was priceless. I don't know if Hoop and Harm he did that.
Hoop and the Harm.
Help us out, Breakers.
Did you do that? Yeah. Did you go to the basket and get hit? Hoop and Harm.
Did you flop when you went to the hoop? There was no flopping back in our day either. There was no flopping.
There wasn't flopping in better times.
No.
AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, an update for Dylan Royola next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break